Cops and Klansmen, colleagues. Cops survey a scene of conflict, a struggle between fascists and anti-fascists. Blood is on the ground, and webcam recordings show images of members of the Ku Klux Klan and related groups, not only armed with knives, but actually showing some men stabbing downward at writhing bodies on the ground. One side has knives. One side has signs. Guess which side received charges of violating the law? Guess which side had been surveyed by priests? 2-1, Mark. Guess which side had been surveilled by state and federal agents long before the events of the day? I'll give you a hint. It wasn't the Ku Klux Klan. According to reports published in The Guardian of London, police accounts concentrated on two major groups, anti-fascists and members of Black Lives Matter. In June 2016, anti-fascists assembled at a neo-Nazi rally in Sacramento, California. As expected, this rally was a site of high emotions. Violence erupted between the two sides, with at least 8 anti-fascists either stabbed, beaten, or both. How did it happen that none of the neo-Nazis were charged with anything, while anti-fascists were charged with everything? The answer is Donovan Ayers, a California highway patrolman, who was ordered to investigate the melee. He wrote hundreds of pages of notes advocating charges against the anti-fascists. As for the neo-Nazis, nothing. They have every right to protest, but what of those who oppose them? They, it seems, are simply troublemakers. Ayers did extensive online research on the anti-fascists, including email, Facebook, and even metadata. His research included Native American and Chicano groups who were anti-fascists. At the end of a hearing where Ayers testified, the DA was thanked by one courtroom observer for protecting white supremacists. One wonders, how does such a thing as this happen? And history provides a telling answer. For police and fascists have ever been brothers beneath their uniforms. During the 1930s, when the economy was in free fall, groups like the Industrial Workers of the World, known as the IWW or Wobblies, tried to organize agricultural workers, especially in California's fertile Central Valley, to protect the profits of the landowners. Police and Klansmen joined hands to attack Wobblies by beating, shooting, and arresting them as Klansmen attacked and assaulted their children. During this same period, as communists tried to organize black agricultural workers in Alabama, cops and Klansmen joined hands to repress and terrorize them, again, on behalf of wealthy landowners. One need only read No One is Illegal by Justin Akers Chacon and Mike Davis, or Robin D.G. Kelly's multi-award-winning book of history known as Hammer and Hoe. Today, once again, fascists have friends among American police in California, in Oregon, and beyond. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.